May God give to all of you people much grace and peace in the knowledge of Him and of His Son, Jesus Christ the Lord.
愿上帝给大家他的智慧,他的平安,了解他的儿子耶稣基督是救主。
We're going to hear a little portion of the Old Testament lesson for this first Sunday in Advent.
我们今天呢,会听到有一段旧约关于这个降临期的一段经文。
It's from Isaiah chapter 2, the verses 2 and 3.
是以赛亚书第二章第二到三节。
Here's what Isaiah writes. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
以赛亚这样写道：末后的日子，耶和华的殿的山必竖立超乎诸山，高举过于万里，万民都要流归这山，必有许多国的民前往，说：来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安。
Now let's bow our heads to pray. Lord, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth.
主啊, 用你的话使我们成圣, 因为你的话是真理。
Amen.
Amen.
Please take your seats. My dear and treasured brothers and sisters, today has been set aside to mark the 60th anniversary of this congregation, and I'll have a little bit to say about that later.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,今天是这个教堂呢,建堂60周年的一个标记。关于这一点呢,我等一下要有话要讲。
But first of all, a very dear friend of yours by the name of Isaiah is taking you by the hand and he's leading you back much farther than 60 years.
首先呢,你们一位叫以赛亚的挚爱的朋友,正牵着你的手,将你带到那更遥远的时代,超过了60年。
His words that I just read were written 2,700 years ago, which means they went to paper 700 years before Jesus was ever born.
刚刚读过的他的话呢,他是写于在2700多年以前,也就是说在耶稣诞生之前的700年,他就写下了这些话。Your
friend Isaiah is drawing you a picture and he's making a promise.
你的朋友以赛亚正在描绘出一个图画,他在做一个承诺。
It's a beautiful picture, and you can even see it better than Isaiah himself saw it.
这是一个很美、很美丽的图画，你甚至比以赛亚本人看得更清楚。That's
because you don't have to wait anymore, as Isaiah and many others had to do.
因为你不需要像以赛亚或者许多其他的人那样再等待下去了。But
the promise in this picture has come true already now and right here.
因为这幅图画中的承诺在这里,就在现在已经成为现实了。It's
the right picture for the first Sunday in Advent also.
对于降临期的第一个主日,这是一个很贴切的画面。And
this picture has wonderful things to say for your church's 60th anniversary.
对于你们教会60年的庆典,也有许多美好的事情可以从这幅画面中表述出来。
So this is why we're asking God's Holy Spirit to open up ears and hearts so that we can take it in.
这就是为什么我们祈求上帝的圣灵打开我们的耳朵和我们的心扉来欣赏它。It's
an Advent promise that has come true in Richmond.
这就是 降临期的承诺成为现实，在列祖文。
Now let's go back and look at Isaiah's picture again.
让我们现在再看一下以赛亚的图画。
It says, in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it.
在末日的末后的日子，耶和华的殿的山必被树立，超乎众山，必被高举，过于万里，万国都要流归这山。
God's people gave names to that old mountain, and also to the city where that mountain stood.
上帝的子民给那座古老的高山和山上的城市起了名字。
Zion and Jerusalem, that's what they called that place.
西安和耶路撒冷。
And this wasn't just any old hill.
这并不是任何的一座山丘。
This is where the Lord's temple was.
上帝的圣殿就在这山上。
This is the place where his message was sounded and where God's word went out into the world.
上帝的信息萦绕在这里，并且从这里进入到世界。
I'll tell you, sometimes this mountain didn't really seem all that high.
我告诉你，有的时候这座山看上去并不是高耸入云的。
That's because other faiths had their big mountains too, you know.
这是因为其他的信仰有他们自己的大山。
I guess you know the Greeks had Mount Olympus, a real tall, snow-capped mountain where they said their gods had their home.
我大概知道你们知道希腊有奥林匹亚山，上面的雪峰，他们说他们的神在那里有一个家。
And the Romans had a place called Capitoline Hill, which was a real impressive spot too.
罗马人有叹为观止的卡比托山。
And the Aztec tribes in Central America.Had mountains where they would go up high and meet their gods and make sacrifices to them.
中美洲的阿斯特克族人呢，有他们的山峦，他们在那里呢，与他们的众神会面，并且献祭给他们。
And if you actually got out a measuring stick, I would imagine that some of their mountains seemed higher than Zion and Jerusalem.
如果你拿一把尺子出来量一量，他们。我相信他们有很多的山峰似乎要高过西安和耶路撒冷。
But not only that. Sometimes Zion and Jerusalem did not look like much of a hill because God's people were made to be very low.
不仅如此，因为上帝的子民经常被人小视，被人轻看，西安和耶路撒冷看上去似乎不像是一座山。
Sometimes the Lord had to bring them down because they weren't true to Him.
有的时候，因为他们自己对上帝的虚伪呢，上帝需要惩罚他们。
He let pagan people hit them really hard more than once.
他不仅一次的让外族人重重的击打他们。
There's a place, for example, in the Bible where the prophet Ezekiel wrote about a time like that.
在圣经中。以西结书就这样描述了这样的一个景况。
Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We're cut off, he said.
我们的骸骨枯干了，我们的盼望消失了，我们都灭亡了。
But today we're looking at this picture from Isaiah.
然而我们今天看着以赛亚的图画。
Things were pretty sad when this guy wrote these words.
当他写这些话的时候，情况真的是非常糟糕的。
But God promised that a glad day would come when this mountain would be stronger and higher than any other.
可是上帝承诺了一个令人鼓舞的一天，那就是当他的高山开始增长，超过世界上任何高山峻岭的时候。
God did not really mean that his mountain would start to grow so that it measured higher than all the other hills and mountains in the world.
上帝并不是说他的高山就真的开始增长了，从而让你测量出他比世界上其他的山岭更高的高度。
And he didn't really mean that the rocks in this mountain would get harder so that it was tougher than other mountains when you touched it, let's say, with your hand.
他并不是说他山中的岩石会越来越坚硬，用你手触摸它们的时候呢，你会感到超强的这种硬度。
No, the Lord is telling you that His mountain would be firmer and higher than other mountains in a very special way.
不是这样，上帝告诉你，他的高山会比其他的更坚固、更雄伟，是有特别的方式。
He meant that God would give something here that people would not be able to find in any other place.
他是指呢，上帝会在这里给人们在其他任何地方找不到的东西。
He would give promises here that were stronger than any of the world's promises.
他在这里给予的承诺比世界上任何其他的空洞的承诺更加有力。
And he would bring rescue that could help you with your deepest troubles now and forever.
他带来拯救，帮助你解决你最大的问题，从现在直到永远。
I'm here to tell you that Isaiah's promise started coming true when Jesus was born into our world.
在这里我告诉你，当耶稣基督降生在这个世界的时候，以赛亚的承诺开始成为了现实。
Jesus did absolutely wondrous things on this little mountain of Zion and in the city of Jerusalem.
在西安这座小山上，在耶路撒冷城，耶稣行了许多奇妙的事情。
Jesus Christ taught people God's truth.
耶稣基督教导人们上帝的真理。
He told people flat out that they needed to repent because they had to be saved.
他告诉他们，因为需要被拯救，他们需要彻底的悔改。
And then he told them the welcome news that they could take heart because he himself had come to be their savior.
并且他告诉他们，他们要振作，因为他来是要做他们的拯救者。
Come to me, he said, all of you who are working hard and carrying a heavy load, I will give you rest.
他说，你们所有劳苦担重担的人呐，到我这里来吧，我必使你们得安息。
He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people, the Bible says.
圣经说，他是先知，在神和众人面前说话行事都有大能。
He did everything that Isaiah promised in this old word of his from 700 years before.
他完全实现了以赛亚700年前有关他的承诺。
He taught people the Lord's way so that they could walk in his paths.
他教导人们上帝的道。 以便他们走正路。
His message rang out from Zion and Jerusalem.
他的信息从西安和耶路撒冷向外传开。
And then after he taught all these precious things, Jesus, just a few steps outside the city wall of Jerusalem, died for the sins of the world.
在教导完所有的这些捆绑，耶稣基督在距离耶路撒冷城墙几步之遥。
He carried in his own body the burden that you created with your sins and wrongdoings.
他以自己的身躯承受了由你的罪和过犯所造成的重担。
He carried in his body the burden for all the ways that you stepped on God's holy will and many times hurt other people along the way.
他以自己的身躯承担了所有的
Before he died, Jesus Christ described the effect that his death would have on people.
他临死之前，耶稣基督就预言了他的死对人们的影响。
When I'm lifted up from the earth, he said, that's when I'll draw all people to myself.
他说，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人归向我。
In other words, when I'm lifted up high on that cross of mine, that's the power that God will use to begin to draw people to me.
换句话说，当我被高举在自己的十字架上的时候，这就是上帝将用于使万人归向我的能力。And
dear friends, this has come literally true.
亲爱的朋友，这个确实已经成为了现实。Stop
and think about it for a minute. What really makes you love Jesus Christ?
现在让我们等一下想一想，是什么真正的使你热爱耶稣基督？
Is it just the fact that he's humble and lowly and lived a very exemplary life the way we wish we could?
是不是仅仅因为他谦卑和模范的一生，我们也想去生活的那样吗？
Is it just the fact that Jesus was very wise and he knew the Bible perfectly and he knew how to out-argue all his critics who tried to bring him down and out-argue him?
是不是因为仅仅因为他聪明，并且对圣经有完全的了解，因此呢，他就知道如何的去辩驳，尝试让他看上去非常愚蠢的批评者呢？
No, what really draws you to him is this.
不是的。
It's the fact that Jesus died for you, that he loves you, that he saves you.
真正的他吸引你的地方是耶稣为你而死的事实，他爱你，他拯救你。
It's the fact that Jesus, by his death, can forgive a whole lifetime of sin and wrong, that he brings you back to God again and opens in front of you the door to everlasting life.
因为他原谅你一生的罪犯和过犯，他将你重新带到了上帝的面前，为你打开了那永生之门的事实。
This is the thing about Jesus that has such an incredible drawing power.
这才是为什么耶稣基督有惊人的吸引力。
And this is why the good news of Jesus is like a strong mountain that towers up over every other Lord and every other philosophy.
这才是为什么耶稣的好消息像一个耸立在那里超越任何其他的神和人生哲学的雄壮的高山。
Just like rivers, the good news of Jesus has made many, many different people stream to him.
就像滔滔的江河，这耶稣的好消息使不同的人流归向他。
It wasn't only Jewish people who came to him this way.
不仅是犹太人这样归向基督。
Back in the ancient world, Greeks and Romans started doing it.
回到历史，希腊人和罗马人也这样归向他。
And later on, peoples from all over Europe and Asia and Africa and North and South America were drawn to Jesus too.
后来呢，所有的从欧洲、亚洲、非洲、南美洲的人们也都这样被吸引归到耶稣那里去。
People began to understand, for example, that you cannot really earn God's love.
所以，当不同的人们明白，没有人能够赚得上帝的爱。
And when they began to realize that Jesus lived and died so that he could give you this needed love for free.
当人们认识到耶稣的生和死是为了给你这无条件白白的爱。
When people from many nations started to grasp the fact that Jesus Christ can liberate anybody.
当各国的人们开始抓住领会耶稣基督可以解救任何一个人的时候。
Then those believers started to set aside some of the old hostilities that used to keep them apart.
所以这个时候，那些信徒们开始将他们分离的敌对的情绪放到了一边。
Then their different languages were not such a barrier anymore.
所以他们不同的语言也不再是一种障碍了。
Then the fact that some of them had a different skin color or came from a different country didn't stop them from joining their hands and hearts.
所以事实是呢，不同肤色或者来自不同国家的人们也不能够再阻止他们同心的携手。
And they began to say to each other, "Hey, let's go up to the mountain of the Lord."
所以他们开始互相的说，嘿，让我们上耶和华的山。
In other words, let's rush as quickly as we can to Jesus Christ.
换句话说，就是让我们以最快的速度归永向耶稣。
He's the strong high mountain that towers over all the other ones.
他是那雄伟的超过一切的高山。
He's the one who can teach us God's wise ways.
他是那位能教导我们上帝的智慧路。
And he's the one who can actually help us want to walk in the Lord's straight paths.
他是那位能够帮助我们去遵行这走正路的人。
I said just a minute ago that Isaiah's promise started coming true when Jesus came into our world.
之前呢，我曾经告诉你，以赛亚的承诺在耶稣基督降生在这个世界的时候开始成为了现实。
This promise has also come true in a big way right here in good old Richmond, British Columbia.
那承诺呢，同时就在这里，BC 省的列治文彻底的实现了。
We call this the first Sunday in Advent.
我们叫今天的主日呢，是降临期的第一个主日。
This is actually the first Sunday of a whole new church year on the church's calendar.
这是教会年新年的第一个主日。
Beginning today, we're going to spend the next four Sundays getting ready for Christmas.
从今天开始呢，在接下来的四个主日呢，我们会重新准备来准备圣诞节。
We're going to be listening to promises like this one in front of us from Isaiah about Jesus' coming into our world.
我们会重新听到上帝关于耶稣进入我们世界的承诺，比如就像今天以赛亚的承诺，从而呢来迎接圣诞节。
And I guess you'll note already that we hang the church today in blue.
所以大家可能已经注意到了，我们今天以蓝色来装点教堂。
Ancient people used that color sometimes to express hope, you know.
古人呢，通常以蓝色呢来表达他们的希望。
It was almost like watching the sky in the early, early hours of the morning.
几乎呢，就像在很早的清晨来眺望天空。
Just before the sun comes up with its light and warmth, the black night sky starts to glow blue.
在太阳温暖耀眼的阳光照射出来之前呢，夜晚黑暗的天空渐渐地开始转为蓝色。
It was a sign of hope for a new day.
是一个新的一天希望的标记。
And that's what we're doing with the blue on the altar and with these blue stoles hung around the pastor's neck.
这就是为什么我们用蓝色来装点圣坛。用蓝色绶带呢环绕在牧师的颈项上。
We're remembering that God gives hope.
我们想起上帝给予希望。
Because in these Advent days, the Bible is pointing us to the time when Jesus, like a rising sun, was about to bring a glad new day.
因为呢，圣经在降临期主日将我们指向那一刻，就是如同正在冉冉升起的太阳的耶稣将要到来，带来一个崭新的亮丽的一天。
This is also a glad day for you people of God at Trinity Lutheran Church.
对于你们路德会三一堂的上帝的子民，这同样是亮丽的一天。
It may even be a gladder day than you fully realize.
也许比你意识到的更加的艳丽。
Brothers and sisters, we did not come here this afternoon just to celebrate the anniversary of an institution or a club or an organization.
我们聚集在这里不是为了庆祝一个机构或者一个俱乐部或者一个组织的周年纪念日。
I'm sure that many fine things and many wonderful people have been part of your church family here over the years.
我确信这么许多年来许多美好的人或者美好的事是这个 教会大家庭的一部分。
And I want to thank God publicly for them all today.
我也为他们感谢上帝。
But more than anything, the story of your congregation is this.
但是超越其他所有的，这个教会的故事是这个。
It's celebrating how Isaiah's promise came true and how it keeps coming true in Jesus Christ, crucified and raised from the dead.
是在庆祝以赛亚的承诺成为现实，在被钉的十字架并从死里复活的耶稣基督里边如何成为现实。如何继续地变为现实
Through the good news of Christ, God has set up a high mountain right here in Richmond, and He has drawn you to come to Christ with the faith of your heart.
借着耶稣基督的好消息，上帝在列治文这里竖起了一座高山，并且以你心中的信心和信靠吸引你归向基督。
Through the good news of Christ, the Lord has given people a hunger and a thirst to want to know Christ better.
借着耶稣基督的好消息，上帝给人们更好的了解耶稣基督的渴慕。
He has made them want to find out His ways and want to sincerely walk in His paths.
他使他们有要找到他的道路，并且真诚的愿意遵行他的道路的心。
In other words, He's instilled in them the desire to live in a way that makes God glad.
也就是说，他们愿意上帝喜悦的方式来生活。
Through the good news of Christ, the Lord has broken barriers down.
借着耶稣基督的好消息，上帝消除了那障碍和隔阂。
First of all, He broke through the wall of hostility and pride that you and I sometimes put up in our own hearts against the Lord.
首先，他打破了你我时常在自己心里建造的与他对立的仇恨和壁垒和骄傲的壁垒。
He has moved us to kick those roadblocks right out of the way and to come to Him.
他使我们越过那些障碍来到他的面前。
And I think your congregation may understand better than some others how God can overcome the walls that used to separate languages and nations.
你们可能比其他的教会更能懂得明白清楚这一点，上帝如何能战胜因不同的语言不同的国家所产生的这些壁垒。
You know, a long time ago, a lot of our Lutheran people came from families of German and Scandinavian background.
你们知道，我们路德会的教友中呢，许多呢是来自德国或者北欧的家庭。
Who would ever have dreamed that God, in a single congregation, would bring together people who had their roots in that part of the world,
上帝呢，又有谁能够想到上帝将那些国家的后裔
and also people from the great nation and language of China,
与伟大的国家和拥有伟大语言的中国
and teach them to respect and to love each other,
带到同一个教会，并且教导他们如何的互相尊重。
You know, a lot of times, politicians and diplomats, they don't know how to accomplish things like that.
政治家和学者们通常不知道如何的成就这样的事情。
But Jesus Christ knows how to do it very well.
然而耶稣基督知道如何去做。
And he's busy doing it in your wonderful church family at Trinity in Richmond.
并且他正在三一堂，列治文三一堂在做这个事情。
I told you that Isaiah drew his picture and made his promise a long time ago, 700 years before Jesus was ever born.
我告诉了你，在耶稣基督诞辰700年前，以赛亚是如何的讲出这个承诺，如何的绘出这幅美丽图画的。
It was a hard time for the Lord's people when Isaiah wrote.
对上帝的子民来说，那是一个非常艰难的时代。
And in some ways, this year of 2013 is not an easy one for Christians either.
在某些方面来说呢 ,2013 年对于基督徒也是很不容易的。
An awful lot of people in our Canada have turned their backs on Christ.
在我们住的加拿大地这个国家呢，许多人拒绝耶稣。
And a great many people around us aren't interested in listening to him at all.
很多我们周围的人呢，也没有很大的兴趣来听他所讲的。
But Isaiah did not despair when he had his own hard day.
然而呢，以赛亚在这个艰难的情况下，他并没有失望。
He had hope because he knew that God has his way of making promises come true.
他有盼望，因为他知道上帝有他的方法使他的承诺成为现实。
You see that with Jesus' coming into our world.
你可以看到通过耶稣基督来到我们世上，可以看到。
You can see it in your own personal life because God has given you the faith to trust in Christ.
通过上帝给你的信心，给你在耶稣基督里的信心，你可以在你自己的身上看到这个事实。
And you can also see it in the life of your wonderful church family right here.
并且就在这里，在你们的美好的教会家庭生活中，你会看到这个事实。
When you draw your life from Christ, it makes all the difference in the world.
当你的生命来源于基督，你的生命将完全的不同。
Difficult things might not be immediately solved, but they become bearable.
再困难的事情，虽然不一定马上能够解决，但是你可以继续的承受。
Dark-looking things start to brighten up.
你看问题呢，也会更加的积极。
And you realize that you have everything you really need because you have God's Son, your Savior, Jesus.
并且呢，你意识到现在你拥有你所需要的一切，因为你拥有上帝的儿子，你的救主耶稣基督。
This means, dear friend, that you are standing on the mountain that Isaiah could only write about.
这就意味着，亲爱的朋友，你正站在以赛亚只能用笔来描述的。
Now that is something to celebrate whether times are easy or hard.
这是我们所要庆祝的，不管是在逆境或者是在顺境的时候。
Whether you grew up speaking Chinese or English or something else.
也不管是你是在讲中文或者英文或者其他语言的环境中成长起来。
Whether you are a man or a woman.
不论你是男女。
Whether you're young or old.
不管你是年长或者年幼
，Whether you're strong with your hands or you have a really sharp mind，
不管你是心灵还是手巧
，Christ is Isaiah's promise come true in Richmond right now。
基督就是以赛亚的承诺的实现，在列治文就在现在。
Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift。
为了这难以言表的礼物。让我们将感谢归于至高真神。
Amen.
Amen.